They're going to rename it.
What do you think they should rename it?
I think they're just keeping Infinity War, but they're dropping Part 1, Part 2. It's going to be like Infinity War, like, opening salvo. And then
Part 2!
Part 2.
Now, that would be... If they would go out of their way to change the name just to make it French, that's kind of a silly move.
No, I don't think it will be Infinity War. I think it will be something different.
Infinity War sounds cool, though. Maybe one will be Infinity War and the other one will be...
Infinity Gauntlet and then Infinity War.
Please don't do Crusade. I'm thinking Infinity Gauntlet
Infinity Crusade
and then something like that.
Should just stay where it is.
Dead.
I like Infinity Gauntlet.
I like that.
I liked Infinity Gauntlet.
That would be good.
I like Infinity War.
Yeah, I mean, that's the story.
And then, like you said, Infinity Gauntlet, then Infinity War.
Yeah, that's how
Thanos'
it
is revenge.
No.
Well, there's still a lingering a bit of kind of worry in my mind about them using the Infinity Gauntlet because... In the comic, that ended pretty lame. It was fun getting there, though. It was cool, and I like the story and everything, but, like, they basically won because... Okay, spoiler alert. They basically...
If you haven't read this 50-year-old comic book...
Yeah. Spoiler alert. They basically win because Thanos is like, oh, shit, I left the gauntlet behind.
Yeah. He just forgets, like, his car keys or his phone. He's like, damn it, we gotta go back.
Yeah.
I remember that. But man, it's such good art in that, dude.
Oh, they also, like, in that story, they had to be like, oh, okay, here, I'll nerf myself to make this only a completely unfair fight instead of an impossible fight to impress death.
I was just gonna say, no, that's how it unfolds. He stops existence, and she is totally unmoved by the
fact
that
Hold on, guys.
It's really like a Greek tragedy. Like, he literally renders everything to its knees, and she's like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have got me flowers.
This is episode 130.
And then, what?
Of Geeks of the Square Table.
Oh, you're down.
I'm the host, Lawrence of America.
And we're eating Rich Crackers, which is the worst podcast.
Slow down on the crackers, guys. There's a reason behind that.
But the end is like, oh, there's a poo-poo platter?
Yeah, so we got one of our good cast members here.
Not me.
Oh, my God. One of our fans.
Your significant other.
A five-year cheddar.
Oh,
I'm,
wow.
I'm just going to take that home. That's just going
This is the second edition of Cheese Cat.
Second edition.
Well, the first edition led to this edition.
Dang,
so now,
8 years.
I am so glad for this. All I've eaten today is a Rice Krispie treat and a cereal bar.
Are you dieting or did you just forget to eat?
No, some asshole stole my food in the lunchroom.
Oh. What?
Really?
What? Somebody stole your lunch?
No.
Wait,
way.
Wait, don't you go to school? That actually happens?
What, a teacher was an asshole?
Evidently.
I had no idea they could do that.
No way.
Isn't that, like, against
if
their
teachers
job?
Shouldn't be assholes, then how would Taylor do?
Yeah, right?
You know, words hurt.
He got you there.
No, that's a pretty good one.
That is a pretty good one. I was almost a teacher, so we all know teachers are all assholes.
Yeah.
How old is that Swiss?
Don't say it's medium.
Yeah, it is. Medium. Wait, you're 1 year old.
Why are you being such a...
1 year. 1 year.
Oh, this free cheese, yeah. And you're being a goddamn stalker.
Yeah, how old is that Swiss?
I'm just curious.
Because I only eat 4 year old off mall.
Is that Swiss from a good year?
There is no 4 year old.
2 years ago was a good year for cheese.
Dude, we need some wine up in here, dude.
1996 cheese.
We need some wine.
That's what we need.
And
alcohol.
That is not.
Which one's that?
Yeah. That's just what the podcast needs, some alcohol.
5 year old cheddar.
Yeah, I want in on that.
That would be just incoherent
it's sharp, we were doing this.
I'm real sure sharp. It is.
Let me just grab this.
Okay, this is just us talking about cheese now. You
can be a geek about cheese.
Yeah. Between two.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but as we were coming in, we were talking about how they are renaming the Infinity War movies.
It is dry and sharp.
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm still talking about cheese.
I can't help it, dude. I mean, it's good, but damn. It almost makes your eyes water.
They could just call it Infinity.
You still got 8 years to go.
I suppose
this is only the 5? I thought this was the 8.
Nope.
I don't want the 8.
You gotta try the 8.
That's like poison.
No, you gotta try the 8.
Man, that's good stuff.
Oh, God.
Come on, Jules. Don't be shy.
I'm lactose intolerant. I will be in the toilet for the rest of the podcast.
Yes, no.
Fuck you, Jules.
Oh, God.
It's good,
life.
Though.
My last day on Earth, I will eat as much cheese as possible. I've committed that to myself.
He always cares.
Oh, so you're not like, can you not like not eat pizza or anything?
No.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
That sucks.
Cheeseburgers, pizza.
I didn't become lactose intolerant until I was 22, which is not 4 years ago.
I met you when you
You remember that happened? Yeah,
you were having tummy grumbles.
Yeah, I had no idea what it was. How do you?
I find it odd that Gomer was an intimate part of this somehow.
I know, it's weird.
Biology lesson. Men don't stop developing until the age of 22. I just turned 22, and in my last stage of development, I developed lactose intolerance. Mm. And the doctor had no reason why.
So that's your inhuman power.
It's my inhuman power. I can eat dairy and lose 10 pounds.
My hair didn't get curly until I turned 14. It was straight as an arrow, like a Cherokee.
My hair was actually blonde until I was.
Oh, wow, really? Wow.
I was the same way. I was a dirty blonde.
Humans are screwed up. We take the milk of another animal and culture it to become this stuff.
Well, yeah, cheese is just like carefully like molded bacteria.
Oh, it's so
milk,
good, though.
Cheese is science.
It is.
It's
We're
science.
Eating science. We're
dairy is the beer. Only food that goes bad, then becomes good again.
There might be something wrong with that guy.
There is nothing like that, but yeah.
It is. You're absolutely right. All right, we got to bust into something else now. I've had enough of this.
We're going to move to the 8-year.
Yeah, let's go to the 8-year.
Well, I was cutting up the rest of this.
What the hell is that?
Well, we were talking before the podcast began about a sequel to a video game that we all quite
actually
enjoyed.
Yeah, it's a
good Ultimate Alliance. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, that is.
One and two were
pretty drastically different.
I don't know, wait.
Very drastically.
In terms of tone.
Yeah. The first one is
good. You'll want to.
Very campy and much more the Ultimate Universe version of
Agreed.
Everybody.
I think they actually had Ultimate Thor.
Ultimate Thor was the default Thor.
Yeah. Ultimate Cap was the Cap.
Yeah.
And, Ultimate Wolverine, too, because he didn't have the costume.
That's exactly right.
They were really pushing the Ultimate Universe.
They were. That's right. That's why it's called Ultimate Alliance.
Yep.
Exactly.
I'm surprised they didn't use Ultimate
Wow,
Nick
Fury.
They did not.
Oh, he was one of the alternate skins, though.
Yes,
he is one of the alternate skins.
But that is weird.
And they're Fantastic Four, too. They all had the Ultimate costumes.
Yep. But I had such a good time.
A couple people.
I had such a good time playing those with my kids because it was really a game you could play.
Wasn't Moon Knight a character in one of those games?
He's in Ultimate Alliance 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Moon Knight got some love.
Awesome.
Ghost Rider, I know, is at least in one. I can't remember
he's
if
in
two
one.
Or not.
He's not in two.
Right. I think they axed all like the sort of like C-list characters for two.
Yeah, one had a
they
much
Moon
bigger
Knight.
Roster.
Yeah, they got rid of Moon Knight. They got rid of Ghost.
Iron Fist, I think, is in
two. I think they got rid of Ghost Rider, too.
Iron Fist is in two.
Yeah. Iron Fist is in two.
He was pretty good
in
two.
He is good in two.
Well, one of the things I was complaining about, though, before we got started, was like they really nerfed Cap to all the hell. He was awesome in one.
I like those games because you could open up all these weird accomplishments, I guess.
Oh, I also like that if you paired certain people
together.
Yeah,
that's what I was getting at.
If you were playing as the Fantastic Four, you get a bonus.
Yeah.
If you're playing as
there was an Avengers bonus,
X-Men bonus,
Iron Man, and Thor.
Yeah, you got the Avengers bonus. It was a very neat way to do it, man. And it added another element to beating certain levels because it's like, okay, let's try with these guys.
And it wasn't always combinations that you would think of.
Sure,
there were a couple random combinations in there that were really
well.
Good.
There was like an elemental combination.
Yeah,
you were like Thor, Human Torch, and like
I think Storm was one of them. Yeah,
there's also
such a fun game.
What is it? The annoying combination if you were Spider-Man, Deadpool, Human Torch.
Yes.
And I'm trying to think.
I don't remember.
But like a wise-ass combination?
Yeah, it was a wise-ass. Yeah, it was like a wise-cracking combination.
This is the end. All right, we got an 8-year cheddar.
The best thing about it was if you picked that combination, they didn't shut up.
Oh my gosh, it smells like feet.
They were one of them was always talking. I can't think of who the fourth one was.
You should have 8 playing. You really get it.
Wow. Yeah, I'm gonna get
it. Yeah, kicking it even older. I remember the was it X-Men Legacy? Where like
Legends?
X-Men Legends. Yeah, okay.
Which is what the precursor
to
those games.
Those were like the X-Men dungeon crawlers.
Yeah.
Largely the same thing. Just X-Men.
I played the hell out of those.
The second one was awesome because you could play. You could play as Magneto.
Yeah.
And all of the Age of Apocalypse games.
But what do we think this is gonna focus more on? The movies? It can't really.
Why are we talking about this video game when we should be talking about cheese?
I agree.
We spent most of the time talking about cheese.
This is cheese talk.
This is cheese talk.
You won't hear it. Potent.
I got an 8-year bite here. I'm gonna...
This is
I think I like that more. And this is Between Two Cheeses.
Wow.
We are currently sampling.
You're doing like the perfect tone for a cheese show, too. Yeah. Like kind of like.
But he'd have to get like close.
Yeah, that's why I had to get close.
Yeah.
This is, and we're on your local NPR station.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what it was. That's what it would be.
Please you're subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah. Soft spoken, just extremely polite. Yeah.
WPLN.
No, what's the name of? 90.3
on the FM dial.
Cheese shop.
We're eating some cheese.
Yeah. Or the name of the...
Where we, how's the eight-year cheese, guys?
The name of that
it's bitey yet fruity.
Fruity?
Yeah. It's got a fruity afterbite to it.
Yeah, we're hanging out with the Cheese Club here at Comic City, too. They meet once a month to sample...
Am I not
exotic cheese
for the Cheese Club?
All right. next cheese, Larry.
I love Swiss, man.
They're now sampling a Swiss cheese.
A one-year-age Swiss.
Now there's a
medium Swiss.
The Swiss normally comes in the stuff you get at the store.
Yeah,
is only 6 months old. That's why it's a. I guess we'll call it a low Swiss. They got a high, but I don't know. I didn't know enough difference. Between
I never
the high
knew
and
there
the
was so much snob value with cheese before.
Oh, there is.
Oh God, man.
I was ignorant. I was.
Put it to you this way, guys: the 8-year cheese. Is still 8 years younger than the oldest you could get, which was 16.
Dude, wow. How much does that go for? Is like a $20 a pound.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I think it's really high dollar.
The 16-year cheese is almost 70.
Definitely.
That's good.
That's good cheese.
Oh, that Swiss is great.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
I'm jumping into the Swiss.
I feel so bad for Jules. He's just sitting there like, damn it.
Fuck you, Jules.
Cheese.
You guys don't know. I used to have that poster of the power of cheese like sitting in my room.
This is the
I'd sell it.
I want
podcast. Yeah. Oh man!
I want
you know, I didn't do this deliberately, but
yeah, I know.
Oh, it's so hilarious.
I got typhoon in the car. I might go.
I want Larry to sing the hunk of cheese song.
Hunk of Myrna Cheddar.
Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
You know, I am so glad.
Wagon wheel.
I hate you guys.
Oh yeah,
but that game is probably going to have all the comic characters, right?
Oh yeah,
I mean both games. Limit it to,
well, not all. No, both games had a lot of characters.
Yeah, they also have a solid
ton
roster.
Of characters. I hope they have more skins in the second game.
No, that's definitely
I don't know
nice.
If you guys remember.
They axed a number of people from the first game, but they added in like Green Goblin and Songbird. You can play as the Thunderbolt.
Characters necessary for the story.
Yeah. This is actually a good plan. Because
Venom,
cheese,
Songbird,
Winter Soldier will be an actual character instead of a person you beat up in like the first game.
Yeah. You'll be able to have white suit, Fantastic Four with Spider-Man as long as you pick Spidey.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
There's going to be a lot of awesome things that you're going to be able to do. Love that.
Love that.
Very exciting. What else? Did we talk about Infinity War already?
Not yet.
We kind of talked around it, around the cheese, but...
We were talking about Infinity the title name.
Yeah, that's just, how we were leading in. I don't know if we had the intro for that, but...
I think you did get the intro.
Yeah.
I did say,
Infinity,
though, you're going to break my heart. Oh, yeah, we never even gave our names. We just went back to talking about cheese immediately.
I'm your host, Lawrence of America.
And with you today, we have...
I'm Steve.
Taylor,
Adam,
Gomer, who is
I got a mouthful of cheese.
Gomer, irredeemable Gomer, insufferable Jules, and guest star cheese.
Guest star cheese,
Wisconsin cheese.
Cheese is the best podcaster
who do we have to
of
thank
all.
For this? Definitely give a shout out, Steve.
My wife.
Oh, thank you,
so
Mrs.
Good.
Steve.
Oh
thank
man.
I'm really loving the Swiss, especially. It's really good.
The Swiss
I mean,
is
I'm
really
good. For
good. A week. Good,
but I'm having a good time.
I'm actually enjoying the 8-year cheddar.
I'm definitely a better fan of the cheddar.
I love the
Swiss,
cheddar.
But,
I think it's better than the 5.
Yeah.
The 8?
Yeah. Or whatever it was. The 8?
Well, you had the 5 was first.
I'll cut some
yeah, this is much better.
The Swiss is?
No, the 8-year.
Yeah.
So much better.
It's a lot sharper. And everything,
you know,
so that
I like
we're going to be listening to this podcast later. It's going to be all just crunching.
The all cheese channel.
The whole
jokes
podcast.
Jokes on you, Taylor. Nobody listens to this podcast.
Yeah, jokes on you.
Apparently Simon Spurrier listens to this podcast.
Yeah, no harm with that.
Hopefully he's a
fan of medicine at one point.
Yeah, and he'll just be like, wow, these guys really like cheese. And they really hate that guy, Jules. You know, if anyone listens to this podcast
now, this
not knowing us, all they know is Jules is an idiot, Jules does nothing right, and Jules can't get his opinion.
Hold on. Oh, we rag on Gomer.
And Jules is lactose intolerant.
This is Taylor's excuse. We rag on Gomer, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jules.
So take that.
Thanks a lot.
Rag on you when? So after you ragged on me too long?
I got a cheese buzz going. Be careful.
Exactly.
Like, freshen things up. You know, like, let's switch over to Gomer for a while.
Anytime we rag on Gomer.
So,
but you know, this is the one we're going to lose Danny, Cy Spurrier. The Danny, fucking cheese podcast.
Monster cheese.
Say it again. No, no. Say it again, Larry.
Monster cheese. Ah, cheese. I'm sitting there eyeing the monster cheese.
I'm just picturing like a big like werewolf made out of cheese or something.
Better than a cheese monster.
Let's see, this is smoked caprico.
I've never heard of that kind of cheese before.
I found that at one of the stores and picked it up. You guys messed a long time ago.
Danny over there is the cheese master, apparently.
Look at me. I know stuff about food, okay?
Cheese Meister.
He is the cheese meister.
What else is going on news-wise?
Yeah, we should probably talk about stuff that isn't cheese for a while.
The Simon Spurrier just came out with a new miniseries called Weavers.
It's a six-parter?
In the elevator, pitch is what if H.P. Lovecraft wrote a season of Sopranos?
That's a good pitch.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Exactly what it is.
I bought a few copies. He is a fan of the podcast. He made a nice video.
Not anymore.
That describes Weavers very well.
Secretly
it's our
hates
YouTube
all
channel, our Facebook page, all that jazz.
Yeah. I had an opportunity to read it. It's okay. A lot of potential, but it's exactly as it's pitched.
Yeah.
It is Lovecraft meets Sopranos. It's exactly
see,
that.
That's like my alley. So
I think
you
might like it.
Yeah. Sopranos being my favorite show of all time.
I can say I never watched The Sopranos because I was always gone, so I couldn't even begin to watch it.
Actually,
very good.
That's one of the first shows I ever watched as it came out from start to finish.
Yeah. You ever watch Game of Thrones? Speaking of
gangsters
HBO
are a good thing to randomly combine with other things. Like, I read a comic a few years ago called Turf. It was about like Prohibition gangsters fighting against vampires and aliens. Worked surprisingly well.
Have you ever read anything Ed Brubaker writes?
It's all gangster.
It's all gangsters and crime.
Yeah.
It's all even his cap.
Noir.
Fatal right now.
But noir is gangsters.
It's not all gangsters in Fatal, but there's a good helping of gangsters.
He writes gangsters well, is what I was getting at.
Yeah. Quite true.
Well, yeah, Cy Spurrier's new book.
Yeah.
Weavers.
Worth checking out.
Definitely worth checking out. Definitely.
Oh, no,
art's great. The art is actually was my favorite part of the book.
Now, my lovely wife, Amanda, it really is, she's a huge fan.
Are you using the same knife for all the cheeses? Because that's not right.
I like to clean them all.
Okay, my bad. So, sorry, Larry. You had me worried there.
Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Larry
is refined.
Oh, man.
This is definitely
this is like pre-chopped. That's kind of cool.
I like the chop.
It's
smoked.
I like how he sniffed it.
Oh, gosh.
No, smell it. It is smoked. It has a nice scent to it.
Nice smoky.
Nice. Oh, wow. Yeah, like bacon. It does.
Did they find a way to put bacon in cheese? Because I'm about to kick myself in the face.
It was made originally in Wisconsin.
It does taste like meat.
Oddball cheese.
One of my favorite part about this is that's the best thing I've ever tasted. Ever. And Jules can never have it.
I can't eat bacon either.
He's good, but he'll
die.
Oh,
really?
No.
Oh, dude.
Well, you're because of that's a religious choice.
That's a religious choice.
Yeah. He could eat bacon.
I could, but at this point in life,
getting to heaven. So I don't blame him.
It's not that anymore.
I feel like that ship has sailed.
It's not anymore. It's just that I didn't eat bacon in any of my formative years.
Go ahead and risk it.
And I could eat bacon and get absurdly sick because I've never introduced it to my diet, and that just does.
That's tragic, dude.
Same thing with red meat. I've never eaten.
That ship has sailed.
Red meat, really?
Yeah, I don't dine on swine and I don't chow on cow.
I'll be laughing
that
at that one
sailed.
For days.
I'm just never gonna eat them.
Don't give me that.
Are you
eating
that? I don't get sick.
I like the.
Is it okay?
It's fine.
Body bite steak, baby.
Like
yeah.
Oh yeah.
What else is going on? Anything good coming out today?
I'm from the coast.
Lots of fat meat for me.
A lot of
the Weaver's book came out. Punisher's book came out.
Oh yeah, Becky Cloonan's Punisher came out.
New Wicked and the Divine came out. The second issue of Moonbat, which had a really good intro issue. Jeff Lemire.
I gotta stop on that.
Wait a minute. Are you eating the brown skin?
Oh, you're not supposed to?
Yeah, that's what got me.
And I'm the idiot.
I've gotten that before. Like, people will be like, did you eat the core of that apple? I'm like,
well, did you eat that banana peel? Well, yeah, you handed me a banana.
Well, no, you can't eat it.
I never eat a banana peel, but I have eaten the core of an apple.
Well, it's the crust. It's
I have, like, swallowed bones in a fish.
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
I shouldn't do that.
No, that's bad for you.
Don't tell me you ate the whole shrimp once, too. With the tail.
No.
Okay, good. Oh, I can go for some shrimp.
Oh, huh.
Feels like an hors d'oeuvres.
See, now shrimp is, you know, that just makes me sick.
Oh, really? You don't like any seafood or anything like that?
Love
lobster?
Well, I grew up.
Now, most everybody in my mom's side of the family is allergic to seafood. I've never actually been tested.
Aren't you from that sort of area where...
I'm from Dallas.
Oh, not really then.
Not really.
Where not like Creole. Yeah. I was thinking, like,
you may be strung up for saying you don't chow on cow. Yeah.
Stop. Okay, backtrack. Did you just say that you assume that Larry was raised in a swamp?
No, because I know he...
Wow.
That's kind of what you said.
I can understand why you would take it from there, but I knew Larry was from the South in Texas area.
He thought you were more Creole.
I thought it was maybe more Creole.
More towards Louisiana.
Yeah, more towards Louisiana, where seafood is a staple.
Creole is Louisiana.
Nah, man, you said you thought he was an ogre raised in a swamp.
Get out of the swamp.
Was that your Shrek?
It was Shrek donkey. I think I started off with the wrong character. Dude, I got a hell of a cheese buzz going right now.
Jesus. Whew. You know what I like about these podcasts? How professional they are.
I know, right? Now we just need a giant box.
Well, Jules was trying to be special with the cheese. So,
I was.
Jules looks professional.
And he can't even eat it.
Straight from work.
Jules came dressed for success.
Me too.
Well, actually, so did I, yeah.
I don't work. My bad guy. My work uniform is totally different.
I just come from work.
Larry's got us all beat.
I wear different clothes for work. My bad.
No, I wasn't mocking, man. That's
no, it's nice.
You look hot, dude.
Yeah. No, I have
serious.
Yeah, it does look like it'd be a little warm.
It's actually pretty nice, actually. It's really cool. It
breathes really well.
Yeah, it breathes really well.
We move from cheese to fashion.
Thin.
Come on, guys. What else
well,
is going on?
You know we can't talk about anything geek related.
Yeah, we can't. We're going to talk about... What's next? Are we going to talk about our 401ks next, guys? What the hell?
Well, funny you should talk about tax returns.
Sorry.
Let's talk about tax returns.
Heart attack.
My retirement plan includes either A, the lottery, or a fall in a store. So I'm hoping for the fall at some point.
Poor rich kid. You have enough.
No, are you kidding me? Have you met my kids? They will give me the finger and the boot.
Dude, no. Just go to some wealthy-ass neighborhood and just jump in front of cars.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll do that, too.
The plot of Curly Sue...
Was it
just about? Yeah.
Just probably.
Wow. Yeah, Taylor, probably. Since you said it, I think.
Oh, something slightly geek related.
Go ahead.
You mentioned Infinity and Jonathan Hickman. So when I get bored, I watch whatever cartoons is on Netflix because I don't feel like paying attention for a second.
There you go.
Okay.
So I started watching Avengers Assemble, and in the second season they fight Thanos.
Yep.
And the Obsidian Order is in it. The whole Obsidian Order.
No.
Chorus Glaive.
No way.
Yes.
Black Dwarf.
Black Dwarf. All of them.
I thought you...
Taken straight out of Infinity. Never, they're the same character design.
I don't watch Avengers Assemble.
I don't think it's
as complicated.
I've heard the show is good.
Anywhere in second season.
I watched part
of the show pretty good?
Yeah, the show's pretty good. Actually.
Okay.
It's mostly comedic.
It's a funny.
I watched Avengers: Earth's Mightiest Heroes. That was on for I think a couple of seasons. It was pretty solid.
Yeah, Earth's Mightiest Heroes is better. Yes. Avengers Assemble does the cooler talk better. So one of Cap's famous villains is Dracula, not Count Dracula. Right. Dracula. Yeah. And Hawkeye's immediately like, no, there's no such thing as Dracula. We're hanging out with Thor and a really big green talking guy.
You don't
and I'm Captain
Dracula.
America from World War II. Dracula exists.
Yeah.
No. And Dracula is this really intense... anime version of Dracula.
So he's Helsing Dracula?
Super ridiculous, has these crazy powers, he's vaguely based on the Marvel one. And it was just
so they're fighting Alucard from Helsing.
Yep. He just wants Cap's blood, because Cap's blood will make him the strongest thing on Because that's the only thing he needs, yep. Cap's
cool.
blood.
That's cool.
It's cool. No, a lot of the stories are pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of it's like really them. Funny.
Oh, it sounds like it's worth checking out.
I don't like the comedic cartoon.
Thor and Hulk are always fighting because... One is always eating all of the food.
Yeah. What little I've seen of like Ultimate Spider-Man, the comedy does kind of take me out of it. Like they're trying a little too hard with
some of the comedy is a little much. I love that Hulk lives in a room that has nothing but glass figurines. And he never, that's how he focuses.
That cheese is pretty soft.
Is he collects glass figurines.
It's monster.
That's made, that he gets from the Watcher, I think is what it was. And, miserable fail.
Okay, well, that's not...
Excuses.
The comedy on those takes me out. Like, Young Justice, I could watch that.
Yeah, right, no, I agree.
Young Justice is for older kids.
I think so, too, yeah.
Come down before it's time.
Avengers and the Spider-Man.
Well, they're talking about bringing it back. They might bring it back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's talk.
I do hear there's momentum for that.
Because now they're not focusing on toy sales because they're not idiots. Well, Young Justice got canceled because of toy sales.
That's right.
Well, so Batman Beyond, Batman the Animated Series, and Superman the Animated Justice League.
Batman all got the Animated Series.
Those were all so good.
Disney all canceled
is,
for toy sales.
Right. Batman
is
the Animated
Series. All about.
It's toys always all been about
for
toys.
A lot.
Yeah, true.
Yes. Yeah.
Batman the Animated Series is selling more toys and better toys now than it ever has.
Well, yeah.
That big ass car. Yes.
Well, I think that's because a lot of people who grew up with it remember that's it being so damn.
And they got money now.
Yeah, they got money now.
Like you said,
nostalgia is a genre.
Nostalgia is a genre.
It is,
and it sells.
Yep.
But in all fairness, they can't.
What are our grandkids gonna watch? Remakes of the shit we watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything recycles.
Everything recycles.
You're asking me to project pretty far in the future.
I am. Not really,
but that's what's
going on. Oh, I forget that you already had kids, so I guess it's not.
Like,
the rest of us
what are they watching now?
Childbearing.
They're watching that new Transformers show?
I haven't seen that yet.
I mean, that's why Star Wars did so much to replicate those scenes.
Oh, okay. It came back to Cartoon Network.
It's to get the nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
It's weird. Megatron's dead. They like axed Megatron
in the cartoon.
In the cartoons, at the end of that show, they kill Megatron. Bumblebee.
Isn't he just going to come back as Galvatron though?
No, there's another guy that's where Megatron stole his name from is one of the main villains of the new show. I guess.
Huh.
They pulled it from what's it called? Transformers. The 13 Primes Megatronus. That's a character in Robots in Disguise.
Vector Prime.
Every time I
the 13 Primes, that's a thing in that cartoon.
Mm. Every time I say, and I've said it a few times recently,
Larry wants
that Megatron is my favorite Autobot.
I'm not supposed to eat this part.
Monster you can.
Okay.
Yeah, it's prime. You can still eat it on the smoked one. It has more flavor and that can throw a lot of people off.
Yeah, it threw me off.
But
I've been asked maybe like 3 or 4 times in the past months.
Your favorite Autobot
is. And I said right now my favorite Autobot is Megatron. And the comment is always, oh, Megatron's an Autobot now?
He is.
And it feels, I almost want to say, yeah, and post a picture and say, read this. But in another way, the IDW Transformers book seems like, if you don't know, whatever, in a way. You know?
I don't know, man.
You should know.
It's a really good story. It deserves
to be but not everybody's
going
to know everything because... It depends on when they start.
I would say the two books.
It's like the X-Men and everything else.
Yeah. It's like if somebody comes in here and is a really big Transformers fan and starts talking a whole bunch about Transformers Prime, I won't know what the hell they're talking about.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that their Transformer fandom is any less valid than my Transformers.
There's just so
fandom.
Much history.
Well, yeah. We went to BotCon. And at BotCon, I'll tell you, there's three folds of Transformers fans. There's comic fans like us. But there's toy fans.
Oh,
those guys are way more extreme than us.
Did you notice how many different Japanese versions of Transformers that they actually produced? That I mean, it's just
like from the 80s.
No. I'm talking about currently. They
make
different companies that just they pump that stuff.
Yeah. They make some good stuff too, man. The masterpiece.
You should have seen some
awesome.
Of it
speaking
in
of
the,
good
when
stuff,
I was in Japan.
This Munster is amazing.
It really is. I was thinking, you know, should I chat, man, about the Munster? We're on a good streak and not talking about cheese.
Yeah, that's good.
Now that you brought it up, yes, this might be my favorite so far.
I wish we had something besides Ritz. And I want a bitch because
Ritz is so good. You could put a Ritz on a Ritz and eat it. It's good.
Are you being a cracker snob, honestly?
A little bit.
What's wrong with Ritz?
There's nothing wrong with them. I just like an assortment. of crackers.
I like the assortment too, but
thank you, Larry. The old cheddar we had a while ago.
We are not having a full grocery store next door. We had a Dollar General.
The Dollar Store didn't
have. This was the best we could get.
An assortment of crackers.
They did not have.
It was these or saltines.
I'm just talking about like they didn't have what crackers pair well with what cheese? Jesus Christ!
Entertainment collection. But it does matter.
Yeah, I do like. I do like the silver plate that we're being served.
Dude,
with cheese.
I know.
I paid extra for that.
The scales, the scales are falling from my eyes, and I'm being opened up to this whole world of cheese sophistication that I never knew about before.
You need to go to Wisconsin.
Do
an actual cheese shop, but I sold it already.
Oh man!
The speed of selling things.
Yeah.
In 2001, I purchased a copy of A Game of Thrones, and I started reading the series.
A Song of Fire and Ice.
Okay. Is the series.
Sure.
Game of Thrones. The first book.
Yes.
Yeah. Purchased it's in not Game of Thrones, but A Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So I started reading the series then. I continued to read the series. In 2009, the show began.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I only had 4 books. I said, in 2009, when the show began, if the show ever surpassed the books, I would be completely done with the franchise.
You were done with the franchise then? That's what that means.
Yep.
I sold all of my memorabilia and books.
What?
Really?
My friend has been waiting on this day because he knew.
Seems a bit extreme, dude.
It does seem a bit extreme.
You can just sit and wait for a little while.
In all fairness, I'm not going to do it because there's no substance behind it anymore.
Well, did you watch the show?
I did watch the show. I started watching the show.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fan of the show.
If you didn't watch the show, then there was no.
I mean, I owned all the.
You're not like cutting it out of your heart. You're just like
I'm done with it.
You're like no. You're stepping back from being like a super fan.
Are you gonna still watch the show?
No. I said if it ever passed the books, I would be done with the franchise. Those are my words exactly.
Okay, so you're not gonna watch the show anymore.
I've liked the new season so far.
I haven't watched any of the. I won't watch the show anymore. Because George R.R. Martin is a bastard. And
have you read his wild cards? I'll get you. It's pretty good. It's
what's
like
all
a,
this then?
It's like a superhero book.
Cheese curds. I've read a lot of. I haven't read wild cards. It's pretty good. My problem is stop writing other stuff and just finish the damn series.
Oh.
I feel that way about Jim Butcher sometimes.
Sure,
he's
Files also.
He writes one of my favorite books, Dresden Files. He also wrote something. He started a Cinder Spire series.
Yes.
And that was pretty good. I liked the first book, but god damn it, dude, get back to Dresden.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'm sure they get bored. Writers have to get bored writing, you know?
And you know what? Actually,
he has to have his heart in it.
We can sit here and be a bunch of assholes from our end, but I don't want to interfere with his creative process.
Yeah,
and that's a hard part. I don't want to interfere with his creative process either, but the show should then just take a break.
George R.
They're making it up as they're going.
Yeah, right.
But
George R. Martin is giving them the actors will age,
so there's more of a time parameter. Okay, look, how long has it been since the last book came out?
2005 years.
2010. Yeah. Almost the entire life of the series.
So, yes. Theoretically,
the fifth book came out while the second season was
so gone. Two books to go, right?
Solid courage.
At least. There was actually only supposed to be 5 books originally, guys. but now there's 2 books left.
2 books left. So they would have to wait another let's be optimistic and say
let's
another 5
optimistic.
Years
yeah,
from
easily.
Now. To finish the show? That's bullshit, man.
They wouldn't be able to do that.
Ain't the fifth book coming out?
Eventually.
George R. Martin
he
is
the
die,
one
we're
waiting on. We're waiting on this season's
checks.
Book was supposed to come out 2 years ago.
Right.
George R. R. Martin is cashing
2 years
man.
Ago.
He and Robert Kirkman should make something together.
Dude.
It would never get released.
It would have a movie.
They'd have to like a TV show.
Millions of dollars would be the most watched show.
But hang on a minute.
They'd have to drip feed like 1 page every 5 years.
But here's the thing. Neither one of those thought it would go, especially Game of Thrones, going to a TV show.
No. Yeah.
So, like you said about the creative
process.
Taylor
was like, okay, I'm
going to
kick him out faster. We got the fifth book
creative process
immediately.
Yeah.
You know, he had the 4 books. Show gets started. He writes a fifth.
Well, the fourth and the fifth book are the closest together.
Even if there was no TV show, that's an excruciating wait between books, even without them.
Agreed.
Push the process.
He's busy. Came out in 1998.
But there was so much stuff going on.
He's busy.
You know, once they picked up the show,
is he busy counting his money? I mean, come on, man.
Doing all these.
Not even 20 years, and you got 5 books, 4 years in between.
But you promised only 5, and he's the one who added 2 books.
But do you want? Yeah, if you're making big bucks, why not?
He's not making as much money off of the books as he's making off of the show.
Agreed, but
he's making money off the show and hasn't written shit in 3 years.
No, I agree, but he's still. but if he thinks he can keep rolling it out, well, they're gonna roll it out.
Yeah.
Actually,
I don't care.
He hasn't written anything in forever because the fifth book is actually the second half of the fourth book.
Yeah, something like
Larry,
that.
Larry, what were you going to say
he
about
He wrote
Game
the
of
book,
Thrones.
It was too long, so they cut it in
He wrote a couple scripts for the TV show.
I know. Yeah.
This is something he is notorious for even before the show.
Oh, I know. We used to joke he would die before the series ever finished.
Don't joke about that, because that has happened to me.
That's a legit possibility.
It has happened. That happened to me in the
Wheel of Time.
Speaking of Wheel of Time,
he got picked up as a show.
Yeah, the guy who got picked up, the guy who was selected.
Did you guys watch that other pilot of the show with Billy Zane in it?
No. Yeah.
That was so bad.
That does sound
okay. Continue.
The guy who's going to finish the Wheel of Time series, or has done it, Brandon Sanderson.
Brandon Sanderson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started reading his Mistborn series recently. It's pretty damn good.
It's pretty good. Brandon Sanderson actually came in at a good time for that Wheel of Time. He really did breathe in some fresh life into it.
If we're being totally honest, the Wheel of Time series, when he comes in, got really dense. It got really dense, and a lot of it was just getting more complicated. Too many things are going on, and he comes in at the perfect time to flesh it out, breathe some air.
I mean, Sanderson's just like a good. He's like a good writer's writer. Like they have like hit Sanderson's laws that he's codified or whatever.
He's got quality writing. A lot of his solo stuff isn't as good, but the Wheel of Time series has such a cool universe that it was like.
He had the exciting part to write about that. He wasn't writing all the setup and stuff.
He was writing
the conclusion, all the cool action set pieces and stuff.
Sanderson would be a good comic book writer.
Now, I like talking about this because Gomer doesn't know anything about this. And he just goes.
I'm on the second book of Mistborn right now. I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
I don't know how to read.
Classic like books. That's why he reads comics. He has to piece it together.
He just figures it out. The pictures.
Like, he waits for us to talk about it, and then he's like, oh, that's what happened.
Oh.
That's why every time we talk about comics, he's like, that guy. And you're like, Captain America? And he's like, yeah.
A lot of that's me, so.
Oh, man. That's his name.
I'm not a fan of Game of Thrones.
While we're talking about Game of Thrones, though, everyone caught up on the show?
I am. I think I'm the only one who watches it.
Actually,
I like
he doesn't.
I don't watch it, but I won $200 because I predicted everything that would happen in the first two episodes.
Oh, nice.
That show is that predictable without George R. Martin book.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I just like
I'm done with the franchise, and I was like, I bet you this happens, rapey. This happens, this happens, and this happens.
Yeah, it's a pretty brutal world.
It is a brutal world. I mentioned that on a Facebook comment, and they're like, well, man, they had rape back in medieval times. This just represented medieval times. How many fucking dragons did they have back in medieval times, dumbass? Shut up and go back to your show and pretend that you read the novels. Go ahead back to your show.
I read the novels. There's a lot less rape in the novels, but there's still
there's still some rape.
Right.
That's what my
Go ahead, Larry. I'm sorry.
The epic rap battles is totally.
I watched that today. It was okay.
Yeah, I didn't watch that yet.
Oh, that's fun. That's
not their best one, but it was fun.
I'm a huge Tolkien fan.
Yeah.
My favorite. Definitely, they did their homework with a lot of those references.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job.
Yeah, they do a great job of that.
I think my favorite one was probably Gandhi versus MLK.
Yeah,
that's okay. It's like Key and Peele in it.
Yeah.
I also liked Isaac Newton versus Bill Nye. Exclusively because Weird Al was Isaac Newton.
Key and Peele, anyone see Keanu?
No, I haven't yet, but I
heard it was amazing.
I heard it was awesome.
Yeah,
I heard it was
very
awesome.
Funny out here, but no, I haven't.
I heard it was funny from somebody who doesn't think anybody.
I haven't
is
heard
funny.
Anything about it.
That's a rare find.
Good. It's a couple of guys who have a cat and the kitten is kidnapped. I don't know. That's all I know
heard
about
heard
it.
Anything about it?
I've heard it was extremely good.
Wow.
Yeah. And the early reviews for Civil War aren't just glowing, they're making it out to be the greatest superhero movie of all time.
It's already surpassed
tomorrow night, man.
The early ticket sales on Fandango by how much?
Pretty wide margin. They're expecting it to just crush its opening weekend. It's already crushed internationally.
They're expecting a top five opening weekend, and if it keeps on that pace, like the reviews are showing, they're saying it could be the third or fourth best movie of all time.
Well, part of that is Marvel's done a great job building the brand. Like, it's, Cap 2 was amazing.
Yeah.
And the worst Marvel movies were still pretty good.
And it's not, like I was going to say, it's not just Cap 2. All of these characters in all of their movies have been great. The characters that they're using.
Okay.
You could say Thor and Hulk were maybe in some of the lesser successful, less popular, worse movies. Right. And they're not in this.
No, they're not.
Which is cool.
Yeah. They have reasons.
Chris Hemsworth put out a video of like, he's
working out.
So I guess you guys just didn't need me, and he's like doing the one arm pull.
I seen that. Yeah, then you saw him stepping up with his knee. It's like, oh, you just screwed that up.
Well, he had to be the joke at the end where he flies off.
Right, but I mean, you know.
He's a rival to us. But he writes for a huge publication.
Okay.
And he gets to see movies before they come out. And so he likes to message me and send me stuff about the movies he goes to see first.
Mm-hmm.
And when BVS came out, he texted me. And he was like, nope.
Really?
Oh, well. He's really harsh. I'm not going to say what big publication he writes for or his name. But he's really
I'm not going to name drop. But I'm not going to name drop. Name we
were,
dropping.
We were friends at college.
He's going to like.
He hated
personality
BBS.
Dropping.
Okay, so I knew he was going to see Civil War. I just didn't know when.
Uh huh.
So he calls me, and I'm like, oh god, because he knows I'm a huge Marvel fan.
Yeah.
He's going to like let me know it's terrible.
No.
He calls me and says I'm going to see it a third time today.
Holy.
Wow.
And I was like, is it that good? He doesn't like superhero movies, by the way.
Yeah.
Doesn't like. Wow. He likes what Marvel has done.
Sure.
But he's not the first to say it's amazing.
I can't wait. I'm going Monday.
And he says they should rename the movie Marvel Cinematic Universe because they do such a good job of making it feel like if you've watched all the movies, it feels worth it.
So stoked.
Me too. Yeah. You're going Thursday.
We're going tomorrow night. I'm not going to be able to make the first showing. I got 11:25 tomorrow night.
That's close too.
If you watch all the movies, it feels worth it.
If you haven't seen any of the movies,
oh yeah, I forget they do that shit.
It's like the second screening in the 2D.
Oh, I'm stoked, dude. Yeah, I'm going Monday.
I'm not know when to go.
Tomorrow's going to be a pretty nerdtastic day for me. I'm going to go to Dungeons and Dragons, and then I'm going to go from there to watch Captain America.
Nice.
That's awesome. Oh, you play Dungeons and Dragons tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, that's
he
our.
He plays on Thursdays.
Yeah, that's why I get to come nowadays. Gets, yeah, that, they moved it to Thursdays.
Oh, cool.
You've been with the same group for a while on this. In this game.
Some rotating members, but same core group. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, for how long?
Just playing D&D.
I guess about 2 years now.
Dang, that's awesome.
Well,
I miss it.
We've had a transition in DM, but like, I've gone through three characters, but
from death.
And actually, none of them have died so far.
What did you do? Like, marry him off and say he's going to live a good life later on?
Okay. Originally,
I
was a Magus. One of the people in our group, though, started doing a study abroad semester in London.
So you needed a healer.
No, there were only four of us counting the DM. So when she left, we thought, okay, well, let's just do a new campaign.
Okay.
And
geared
so,
more towards a smaller group.
Yeah. So then I was a paladin, and
that's fun.
Then,
hard,
then,
so hard to
then
play.
Paladins
are always douchebags.
Paladin wasn't
douchebag.
That's exactly what a douchebag would say.
Maybe
paladin's always like, I could heal you, but I got the sword right now.
No, actually, my paladin character got tricked by another party member into eating human flesh. That party member was he was essentially playing Hannibal.
Okay.
And so he would like murder people and like come back to the rest of the party and be like, hey, check out what I made.
Oh, wow.
And even though I knew I was playing or my character didn't
know.
As like
a personality trait?
Yes.
Oh, weird.
He was a serial killer. And he had like a ring of like conceal alignment. So,
nice. What a sick bastard.
Anyway, DM moved to Colorado, so now one of the other guys in the party stepped up to be the DM.
Hemp business.
So now I'm an alchemist.
He is an alchemist. There we go.
Hey, man, it's paving the roads.
It is. It's paving the roads.
Teaching
I am playing as an alchemist right now. Alchemists are hella OP, I've discovered.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bombs have to hit touch AC, and they eventually do like 10d6 per bomb, and you can throw like 5 bombs in a turn. And that's only the damage. You can also make them blind people. You can make them give curses. You can make them...
You can do a lot of spells.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Effects.
Sure.
You can make them tanglefoot bombs.
Nice.
Oh, are you offering me cheese?
Sure.
We are.
It's pretty good cheese.
We are on a recorded podcast.
That's Monster. This is some type of smoked something or other. That's just, these are just cheese curds. And,
well, what about your...
we're out of the Swiss.
What?
We were talking about your D&D group.
Oh, I guess I was pretty much along. Nowadays, we're meeting on Thursdays because the cleric, his work schedule changed, so we're meeting on Thursdays.
Nice.
So I'm able to come enjoy Wednesdays with you guys.
Awesome.
Nice. Oh, boy.
I miss playing D&D.
Well, enjoy might be a good
song.
Yeah. So are you going to Civil War? You got the tickets or not? You're just going to go wing it and try to find a seat.
I think so.
Okay.
Speaking of a group of people that used to hate me or still hate me, I played D&D with the same group of people for 7 years.
Oh.
And 7 years I got shat on because I was always the halfling somehow. I was always...
That's inappropriate almost.
Oh, yeah.
Some weird way.
Oh,
you're not even that short, but I just... you're a halfling.
Yeah, halfling. I never even got to be the dwarf. I used to be shorter. We started playing when I was in middle school.
Yeah. So, we all used to be shorter.
And I always... Well, we need a healer, Jules. I always got roped into that.
So you were the halfling cleric.
The worst.
You're like, you don't necessarily want... Like... So it kind of sucks when, like, you're the last person to make your character, and that's the guy's like, well, we really need a rogue. Or, like, oh,
I want a dungeon master's job to tour
Let me be what I want to be.
Yes. It's the dungeon master's job to contour the game to make it so that everyone will have a good time.
My last year.
And you can still get through.
I was, I think, a senior in high school at the time. Yeah. So, 5 years ago. So, I finally got to pick because I was first that day.
Oh, okay.
And I knew that the whatever.
And I picked a halfling.
The campaign, we had to collect swords.
Okay.
And we had to fight somebody at the end.
Okay,
and,
sure.
And everyone needed heavy armor, but one person who had to carry the swords.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, I'll be that guy. And they're like, well, you get to be the rogue because you need to, hide.
Concealment.
Okay.
So I got the ring of concealment. And I told the dungeon master, I'm going to be neutral.
Oh,
nice.
Yes!
Nice.
And so he was like, are you sure? I was like, yes, at the end of this campaign, I'm going to betray
everybody.
Nice.
And he was like, are you serious? This is going to be a really long campaign.
Yeah.
There's no fast travel. The swords are at, there's four swords, there are four different points of this world. Let's do it.
Oh, nice.
This is like a 6-7 month campaign.
Yeah.
Wow.
And at the end, I told everybody, who's been with me this long, this is what's going down.
And you got him.
And I got him. Oh my god, that was the worst roll of the day for everyone. I was like, oh, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
I'm neutral evil. These are my swords. And I worship the altar this guy stands at.
Oh, that's cool.
And so, instead of fighting the last boss, I fought with him.
It's tough to play like that.
And
at some point, you know, something is going to...
It's really cool when you pull it off.
Yeah,
it was
definitely
a great moment.
Definitely.
It was a great moment because the dungeon master didn't think I would go through with it at the end.
Have you ever played through an all-evil party?
I've always wanted to. At this one point in high school, I had so many people playing my D&D game that we had two games set up.
Oh, awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, we had a group of good adventurers and a group of evil adventurers on like a parallel path adventure.
Oh, that's
neat. And the things that would happen in each campaign would impact the other one.
And then at the end,
the parties meet and
fight
each other.
And kick ass.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
See, you know, I want to do something like because after I did that.
I DM'd one of them, I DM'd the
cool.
evil one.
Nice. That would be cool.
Did your team win?
Yes, my team did.
That's awesome.
Well, way
of
to
course
go,
they
asshole.
Did. Of course evil wins. Evil always wins in the real world, dude.
Yeah.
Only in fiction.
That was the best part about it. I was like, guess what, guys? Evil wins today.
Yeah.
Because I have all four magical swords and you don't have anything.
Oh, man.
Dude, the last game I played.
Oh, so like every time I was like, oh, I'll carry that. Don't worry. Like every time you guys got a magic sword.
So there was five of us in the party.
Okay.
One of us carried everything, and the four had heavy armor, so they couldn't carry
the
sword.
There were the tanks.
I could hand it off to them once their weapons broke. That was the plan.
Yeah.
And I would hide until their weapons broke, because this guy's armor.
Thing,
and then I'd hand them off. Nope. Nope, none of that. Dude, the weapons broke very quickly.
Gotta say, that's really cool and impressive and everything, but no wonder they hate you.
Oh, yeah.
You asshole. Yeah. You just pop in, they're like, they're doing fighting so hard to get the final boss, and you're like, nope.
It's the last possible moment.
Yeah. Dude, last time I played.
We were all graduating, so I was like,
shut up, Jules. Last time I played, I played online on some forums.
Oh, wow.
Which seems weird, but it was actually really cool because you could really get into RP.
So are you like on the honor system with that when dice rolls?
Okay. Well, we knew each other.
I did it.
I got three crits in a row.
Yeah, that's my 50th 20 in a row. I don't know how to explain it.
There was actually a dude playing with us who was a programmer who came up with this thing where we could have a grid that he came up with, and it had dice built in. But we didn't use it for saves outside of combat or anything like that.
Well, that's cool.
But I picked a ranger. And I picked dual wheel combat, which screwed up the DM right from the beginning. Because he's like, we don't have any range people. So he gave me this weird hammer that would like come back to help it out. And then I wanted to screw with him more.
Hammer throwing.
So then I became a Beastmaster. I took that class. So then I had like
you're one of those douchebags.
So then that's a prestige class, right?
It's a prestige class, yeah. So then I had like four animals going with me, and then we turned like level like 16 or 17. I got another one. I'm like, dude, I can't.
Okay, first off, you were complaining earlier about him creating min-maxers.
Yeah.
And you make a guy like that.
Yeah. I had like four or five characters every combat roll to go. It was so much fun in combat.
Taking a goddamn weapon is not min-maxing. I'm gonna go ahead.
It took me an hour for every turn.
It really did. It took forever. But I was like level 16 or 17. I was like, dude, I cannot wait. Because I was just letting him pick the animals that I would get.
Oh, wow.
But, I cannot wait. He gave me a squirrel. This squirrel was like a mage that accidentally polymorphed itself and couldn't go back.
Oh.
So it didn't have any spells, but it was smart and it was about itself. And
well,
it
that
was,
could be damn useful outside
it was
of combat.
Very useful. I would say, go in there and sneak around, go tell me what's up. Okay, hey, go to the next town over and see what's going on. It was awesome,
D&D dude. Rookies, you don't have to be a god in combat to be a damn useful character.
No, not at all. And
not
it's
at all.
Actually more fun if you lose in combat because you have to find creative ways to have your character do well.
Or you can creatively find ways to avoid combat in the first place.
Or you can be a bard.
I've always found
everyone
combat.
Started fighting. Yeah, I felt like beatbox rapping.
I've personally always
one
found
of the,
combat to be the least exciting part.
Yeah. One of the house rules that my current DM set. Another thing that makes alchemists bullshit is there's different ways I can make zombies or even make golems.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he told me, like, don't make golems. Just don't make any golems.
No. You don't have that
they're
skill.
They're going
to
fail
like,
on
if you make an iron golem, that thing is, like, a fucking monster.
It is.
Now, I can see if you're playing, like, a long haul where your dungeon master's saying, okay, now your character has 3 or 4 years of downtime. The big adventure's over
really
at level 10.
Yeah, and even build
well, that's true.
Iron
like,
golem,
yeah.
You're going to need it.
Like, building an iron golem does take, like, in-game, like...
Experience.
Long
a month.
Time.
It takes
it doesn't take experience.
It's months.
Money and time.
Okay.
Well, I guess I've been saying D&D. It's actually Pathfinder, which is like it's 3.5.
It's 3.5.
It's tweaked 3.5.
Right.
3.5.1.
You don't. You don't pay with experience. You pay with it's money and time.
Right.
Isn't there some stuff that costs experience as far as magic goes?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
It used to be in D&D.
Like permanency.
Like when you get resurrected, you have like negative levels.
Does make magical items weapons?
I think certain ones you would have.
It might be a different version. I have a DM since second edition.
I think that's second edition.
You have to have the feats to do it.
There's a reason they wrote it out.
Yeah.
Well,
you have to have feats and roll for it.
You have to have feats. You have to roll to make sure
you roll and lose those that time.
Yeah, if you roll badly enough, although that's not an issue here in upskill ranks. But if you theoretically, if you roll badly enough, you can just completely ruin everything.
Okay, yeah,
and just lose all that money.
And we all hated it.
Oh, well, no, trust me.
I didn't mind second edition.
Except that
okay, that's another thing that's bullshit about Alchemist. One of the 20th level upgrades you can pick is essentially infinite money.
Oh, because you can make fake money.
You get a Philosopher's Stone, which can transfer, you know, lead to gold and shit.
Oh, okay.
So, effectively, you have infinite money.
Unless you can't find lead.
You can find lead, man.
Then you're screwed.
I can tell you talking about.
Okay, well,
lead's everywhere.
That is true. A clever DM could just say, oh, well,
there's no lead in the air.
Yeah, there's no lead in the air.
I once had somebody tell me that.
Well, one of the ways
Dungeons
he's nerfed my alchemist a little bit is he's made it where anyone who has magic resistance is also immune to my bombs.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. It sucks for you, but I can see where that works.
It only comes out with golems for the most part, but...
I once heard somebody say that Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 is broken because as soon as a character, a mage, for example, can get...
Oh, wizards
D-bars,
are bullshit.
Oh, wizards are bullshit.
Not if you play with all those... The components. If you make it impossible for someone to get a black tentacle,
you could say
they
like,
can't play Ivar's
say
black
like
tentacle.
In, yeah,
they
order,
cast it.
Yeah, in order to like do teleport, you have to get like a Beyonder Stalk or something.
Yeah, you have to get a lot of
or something
crazy
can.
Shit.
Or Beholder Stalk.
Fireballs. Fireballs are the worst thing that mages can do. Why? Because my friends are immune to the fireball.
It's a staple spell for a reason.
It is.
But that's
it's just, you walk into a room, oh no, fireball. It's a bunch of people. Not anymore.
But have you ever played with a DM who will say, your friends are going to get hit by the fireball?
Yeah, I have.
Most of the DMs I've played say, no, your friends are fine.
Yeah, no, that's not the
way. Oh, no,
I've always played
no,
with your friends
in a game.
And
you
my friends are the assholes who do it on purpose.
Do it on purpose. I gave you a ring of fire protection for a reason. It's a plus one ring. Come on,
buddy. If you're going to just spam a big area of effect spell, you have to be accountable for where you throw it.
Exactly. Yes.
That's a good DM and a bad DM.
I think we've effectively compensated for the lack of nerdy talk.
We went
D&D. Podcast. Yeah.
Next is Magic the Gathering or Heroes clicks.
Yeah. In all fairness, though, I played the same guy.
Let's go all the way. Let's go Warhammer.
That I killed.
Oh my god.
He DM'd
I'm not
one
that
game.
Deep in the Nerdpool.
This is why I do this. The first guy I killed in that, when he DM'd once and I had to play as a bard, he had a guy bash my vocal cords in.
Oh.
And I could only use magical instruments.
Dude.
You know what sucks to be a bard and be mute?
That's
like the meanest thing I've ever heard.
Not even just the singing part, but like all your class
everything.
Skills are like, just you know, like gone. Diplomacy. And
yep, everything.
Yeah,
gone.
Exactly. Which, by the way, according to him, everyone in D&D does not know sign language.
No.
Because I was like, well, I can use sign language as diplomacy. Nobody knows sign language in this.
Even
world.
If like you have like a chalkboard you can write things down. It's like, oh, they're illiterate.
Exactly.
Everybody was either illiterate or had no idea what sign language was.
Yep.
I tried to play a bard in our last game that we were doing for the podcast.
You did?
Yeah, I had my own little
flute. That ended pretty disastrously.
It did.
You guys never slept, so your druid didn't have any spells.
Yeah, we were terribly bad. Yeah. And I'm like, come on,
you actually brought a goddamn recorder.
I did. I brought
and played it in real life.
That's great.
It was awesome.
Yeah. That was fun. I wish we had done more.
Yeah, it was just scheduling. It was
The hardest part about playing D&D is just getting people to sit down.
The hardest
part
of anything, podcasting, anything.
Meeting up nowadays is trying to get.
It's
just
hard,
getting
dude.
Hard. Just to go, even go out to dinner.
Without the internet, man,
it's tough. Yeah. It's tough.
How do people do any of this shit before the internet? I can't even imagine.
They didn't do anything.
No,
must not have been anywhere near as productive as
You know why? You know why things got done is because we didn't have the internet. Think
I
of
don't
it
know.
That way.
I'm getting a lot of shit done.
You get a lot of different stuff done.
Oh,
but
sure.
Getting together.
Personal anecdote. One time I was meeting a friend for lunch. One of us, for some reason, didn't have access to a phone. Like,
you've
we was like broken
or dead.
Okay, but yeah, like, well, he was late.
Yeah.
And like, so I'm sitting there for like half an hour and like, do I have the right place? Is this the right time? Did I have the right day? Did he get in a car crash? I had no fucking idea.
Oh, no, I'm not.
And there was no way for me to know.
A long shot, but even on a ship, because you know.
Yeah, because on the ship you can't talk to nobody. You don't know nothing that's going on.
Well, no, you get little snippets of stuff depending on what
but
radio.
Not like
would
now,
be.
Not
oh,
like
no,
the internet.
No.
Taylor's got the world in his pocket.
Exactly. But we made even overseas. We could get together. Because we didn't have the distractions of cellular phones.
Oh, so you would play games and board games.
We would play in Japan when we had the weekend off. We played from Friday night till sometime Sunday.
I mean, that's true. We played Betrayal the other night, and my kid was like, no, I can't watch it. I'm on the internet.
Right. Well, let's think about this. Toy sales nowadays, right? You know, like, what is it, like 75% of toy sales are adults buying toys for themselves?
Oh, well, it's collector's base
kids
now.
Kids are on the internet playing video games.
Yeah.
They don't play with toys.
They don't have the imagination. Well, they're losing the imagination.
We played with Transformers.
Under 18, the toys
man,
we played with Transformers.
It took so little time for you to be a crotchety old man, Jules. You're like, what, like 25 or something?
Get off my lawn!
Get off my lawn!
No, but seriously, what I'm saying is, you go to BotCon, there's no children buying Transformers.
black guy.
No.
Because
it's
adults.
Because yeah. Well,
but kids.
BotCon is a collector's
I'm pretty sure
show,
for,
though.
Well, for kids these days, it's probably just, you know, the cartoons if they're into Transformers. They probably don't go out and get the toys too much.
You know what? I went to Target the other day.
I don't know.
They ain't cheap. Either. I went to the toy aisle just to see what was there. Nothing but a bunch of adults buying Transformers toys.
My lady bought me a Transformer the other day, and we haven't bought a toy for our kids in forever.
Well, that's because you guys are cruel.
Well, they want other things, Taylor. No.
I know. I'm just
asking. I want Xbox One.
They want
Xbox One. I want 3DS.
Yeah.
With the
Vidya
game.
That's exactly how that's exactly. He nailed them. He nailed my kid.
Yep. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not a big Vidya game guy, and I do still call them Vidya games.
What is Vidya game?
Video games.
Oh
vegetables?
Vidya.
Vidya. Okay. They turned into vegetables.
Vidya games.
Vegetables.
Last time I thought a game was good, it was on the Super Nintendo.
Tamagotchi.
No,
you really are a crotchety old
man.
Chrono Trigger was the greatest game ever.
So are you throwing like N64 under the bus? Is that how much
of a old
are you throwing like Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask under the bus now?
I don't know, man. I do love Skyrim. Past.
Yeah, I mean,
I like Skyrim.
My wife says
it's
a great game.
You can't say that.
Both of the Chrono
are good.
No. The PlayStation Nintendo 64 era is great. Everything after that, I'm not a huge fan of.
When did Symphony of the Night come out? Was that PS1?
It was PlayStation 2, I believe. No, I think Symphony was
PlayStation. That's arguably the best Castlevania game.
That's no Symphony of the Night. I have it still on PlayStation 1.
Okay.
Hell yeah! Alucard's the best character in the series.
I still think pound for pound, the PlayStation 2 is the greatest video game console of all time. If you're getting a console to play video games, it has a great library and backward compatibility for PlayStation 1. It easily has
not all of them though.
Greatest, no, not all of them, but
all
the good ones, all the ones you care about.
No, I'm saying all not all PS2s are backward compatible.
Oh well,
it was like the second generation.
Yeah, the second generation. Yeah.
No,
that's an odd thing to say, like within a generation.
How about this? The PlayStation 2, if you remember. People were buying it because it had a DVD player.
Yep. I remember that.
And it was cheaper.
It was the cheapest
than DVD
same way Blu-ray.
Yes.
Yep.
Sony made a lot of smart moves.
It was the cheapest Blu-ray.
But the sound on those is bad.
That's because it's different because it doesn't actually play the Blu-rays. It like lowers the quality.
I was on the N64 side of the console war, but now with my adult sensibilities, I can realize Sony had a far better business approach to
it was
their
more robust.
Cycle. Back in the PS2 days, at least. PS3, they really kind of just screwed the
pooch. I mean, if you look at PlayStation 2, it's where the driving games refound love with Gran Turismo. Resident Evil was born there. It wasn't born, it was revitalized there.
PlayStation created the horror genre in video games.
Silent Hill.
PlayStation 1 had Silent Hill. Resident Evil.
All Nintendo had was that one that would make it go weird. Remember, that it'd be like, oh, you're
Eternal Darkness?
Yeah, that's an awesome game.
I mean, Nintendo certainly had a lot of games. We already mentioned the Zelda games. Super Mario 64 was the bee's knees.
Revolutionary.
That was GameCube, though, wasn't it, Eternal Darkness?
I think it was GameCube.
Was it GameCube?
Yeah. Well, it was GameCube against PS2.
Oh, well, that's what
so,
you said.
Still the same.
That's what you said, though. That generation.
The thing with the PS2 is its life was so long.
Yeah,
that it really...
It went into
It's sort
PS3.
Of in two eras.
They were still driving PS2 games when the PS3 came out.
Yeah. I had a PS2 on day one, and I'll tell you the story. I woke up, my roommate saying, hey, wake up, you got a phone call. I'm like, no, go to hell. You know, it was early morning. He's like, dude, your PlayStation 2's here, because I had pre-ordered it. But I wasn't guaranteed to get one. I got in the shower, got ready to go. By the time I got out of the shower, we got 3 calls from the GameStop offering us twice as much for it. And our dumbass was like, nope! We need Madden and SSX!
I can't wait a week.
It's not even tricky yet.
It wasn't just tricky. SSX. And it was the best launch game with the PlayStation 2. Easily.
Wow. We were talking
Madden
about
was terrible.
We were talking about revitalizing Resident Evil. But I just remember that Resident Evil 4, which simultaneously revitalized and ruined
Halo.
Resident Evil,
Halo,
arguably, was GameCube exclusive. First.
It was.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I didn't play it until it came out on the Wii as a re-release, but that was a great game, but man, it ruined survival horror.
What was
Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Love that game.
Love that game.
Ruined survival horror.
They consistently got
away from the roots. Well, this is why I like PlayStation 1 games, because the horror in that was so much... Because they couldn't do anything.
The dog jumping through the window in the hallway, still, I jump every time. No, in
Resident
Evil.
We are starting to see we're starting to see a new renaissance of survival horror with things like Outlast and Amnesia.
Sure.
Game is
where they are reintroducing
scary.
Helpless protagonists.
Yeah.
Which, does add a lot.
I like that.
As a kid, it was so scary, and as an adult, the dumbest game ever is Dino Crisis.
I love that game.
You remember that game?
I loved it.
It was a horror game, yes, with zombie dinosaurs.
It was Resident Evil with dinosaurs.
It was, imagine if Jurassic Park had brought the dinosaurs back, and they were just awful, terrible zombies that tried to kill
it. It was great. That was awesome. Eco was PlayStation 2?
That was. This was our Shadow of the Colossus, which I'm in the midst of my 4-month writing period.
I love that game.
Shadow of the Colossus is
still one of my favorites.
You know, they're two halves of the best game ever, because Eco is just...
Eco.
You know, okay,
team, it is Eco. I know this. It is okay. Eco.
But Team Eco, they've made all of 2 games.
Yes,
that's all they've been working on Last
Guardian. One game is like... Legend of Zelda
like
without any of the boss fights.
There's an obvious parallel to Zelda, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's true.
Well, like, you can argue that, like, Eco is all the dungeons
and
Shadow's
exactly
all the bosses.
Exactly right, yeah.
If the two halves of the best that. Legend of Zelda game.
It's one of the best puzzle games I've ever played, and I
you
consider
Eco
a puzzle
You should do one puzzle
game.
And then go do a Colossus.
Having
do another puzzle, I've done it. It's
like the Monopoly Risk.
Having played Shadow for the first time only fairly recently, there are some aspects of it that did not age very well.
Okay.
Like, I died against the final boss. The only thing that ever killed me was the stupid ledge jump that I never did get the hang of, because it's like counterintuitive to like, yeah, no matter which direction you're facing, you always hold backwards to up.
Yeah.
And just that killed me more times than any Colossus ever did.
That final boss.
And it's dark.
That's really the only one I had.
HD has done more for video games than I think anything since the last generation, especially PlayStation 2, man.
1 year from now, when I'm done with my ride up on it. One of the things I'm going to talk about, some of the Colossi lose a lot of their wow factor when you realize that they are completely harmless.
Sure.
Yeah.
That last boss, once you get past his like laser blasting zone,
there's nothing he can do
to hurt you. You have one.
Well,
it may take you a while, but you have one as soon as you reach it.
The thing about all those Colossus is, though, is most of them aren't actively trying to kill you.
You're right.
You're like an insect to them.
See, that's a beautiful thing about Shadow of the Colossus is even the thing I'm complaining about, we can turn it around on itself and make it a compliment.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of serves a cool thematic purpose where, like, turns out you're the asshole.
Yeah, you are the asshole.
You are the asshole.
Some of the Colossi are assholes. Like, some of them are, like, trying to swat you with their giant, like, stone swords.
But that's because you started the fight.
True.
You're crawling on
them. In every single
You are a human tick.
Yes. And you start drawing blood first.
The most beautiful Colossus in the game, my favorite one, the giant, like, snake bird.
The bird. Oh, yeah. So hard.
That thing was awesome, but it never even tries to hurt you. You're just
it's still hard,
though. You go out of your way to get on it and kill it.
Yeah.
That's it.
What Super Mario Brothers had the bird?
That was in Sunshine. The sand bird.
They stole it.
That was a cool level.
That was so fun, dude.
Rip it from Colossus.
Yeah, it had to have been, man. It had to have been.
Well, you're doing entirely different things, so I'm going to let that one go.
Still, it was... Yeah, that was a fun level.
Ahead and... we're an hour in.
Yeah, I probably should wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Let's
wrap up Cheese Talk.
Cheese Talk on 90.3 WPLN. Nashville's public radio.
Do Saturday nights on NPR, there's this lady who does a show called The Thistle and Shamrock.
Yeah.
And it's all Celtic music.
Oh, it's awful.
Me and my old lady, we can't help it. We're like, what time is it? I'm like, let's go to the bedroom and listen to Celtic. And it's not just because where our AM radio is. AM is so rare, I only have one in my room.
Right.
Yeah, so it's so...
Well, other NPR's got some good shit on.
Yeah.
Do they have public AM, too?
That's what I listen to it on, is the AM.
It's on an AM.
It doesn't come in well in my room on the FM, but the AM at night, I get it great.
Because it's so cheap to do it on AM.
Who does radio on AM? I mean, really.
Yeah.
Nobody.
The types of fools who get Ritz crackers with their cheese. That's good.
maybe we should broadcast on AM.
We could sort the hipster market.
the hipster market in this general vicinity.
The hipster nerds.
Depends on how big your transmitter is. If you get a giant.
How big does it take? How big it then somebody you gotta file for federal regulation?
I think it's 3 blocks and you don't,
Larry,
because like drive-in theaters don't
make them happen.
Have you ever been to a drive-in where you can go to the FM? They don't have to. Like if you go to over in Lebanon, they have like these Christmas light things, and if you turn your FM radio to a certain channel, you'll hear the Christmas music. Yeah. They don't need a license for that.
Right.
It's like a 3-block radius.
That's nice.
Yeah. So what we need is a transmitter every 3 blocks.
That'd be a little expensive.
Yeah.
Just a hair.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess it's time for final thoughts.
Well, AM travels further.
Yeah, especially at night. Yeah, it doesn't get interference from the
final
sunshine at night.
And are you Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Oh, okay.
In the comic, going into the movie,
I am Team Munster because Munster cheese was by far the best cheese.
I had to go with the Swiss.
Man,
the Swiss was my favorite.
My life would be incomplete if I hadn't eaten that Munster cheese.
I hope you all
die. Wait, the Munster? You talking about the Munster?
While
or are you talking
cheese.
About the
Munster?
Munster
was my favorite.
Very
okay,
cheesy.
That's what I'm
yeah, I do.
All right.
Sincerely,
who's doing
I do feel
thought?
Bad. Man.
I just did mine.
Well, wait a minute.
That was legit.
Go Steve.
Go Steve.
I'm looking forward to a free comic book day.
Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
I'm looking forward
to
talking
to you
about
all
that.
I
can't
comic
go.
Book readers.
I will be here.
Going to a wedding. I totally forgot it. I know. Why'd they do that on free comic book day? Who gets
dumb
married on that
assholes.
Day? Assholes.
Maybe you get a
May
wedding.
Wedding? Come on. What is this?
And there's something else we didn't talk about, but I think somebody else may get it.
What? Say it.
No, I'm going to wait and see if anybody else
picks
it up. No,
I
want to
hear it. Mass?
Oh, good night, Elaine. I hate you all.
Not that.
I am just going to say that,
say
though.
It,
son of Fatty?
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, oh
God damn, it's our terrible geek.
We spent so
Wars
much time talking about the goddamn cheese. We haven't even brought it back to Star Wars Day.
Nothing about Star Wars.
Oh, my God. Wow, Steve, you save us from ourselves at the last moment there.
It was really good cheese, though.
So it was.
Well, it turns out this was all Star Wars themed cheese we were eating the whole time, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder if they have cheese in the Star Wars universe.
They have blue milk.
They do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so if they have milk, they probably have cheese. They have blue cheese.
Yeah.
Actual blue cheese, not blue cheese.
B-L-U-E, not
yeah.
B-L-U.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's capital B. Isn't that an area? B-L-U-E.
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's
yeah,
an
yeah,
area. Most of the Swiss, or most Swiss,
you know,
most cheese is named after
that's the cheese
an area,
I think got
like
the
Swiss
most screwed up in the making process. They just refused to admit that they had made a mistake.
Swiss?
Blue cheese.
Oh, blue cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly how I planned it. Yeah. Are you kidding?
It's a good
taste it. I ain't tasting that shit. No, it's great. It's awesome.
Well, you gotta
I love blue cheese. I do.
You
it's
have
good.
To, you have to have a palate for it.
Yeah, I like it.
It is an acquired taste.
With,
like
with
beer.
A Greek salad.
Yeah.
Like beer.
Ah, man.
Yeah. You gotta just take sandpaper to your tongue. Eat it. And it's great.
Okay,
it's
but
great.
Moving
it's
on.
Coming from the guy
so
who
yeah, happy Star Wars Day.
And looking forward to Free Comic Book Day.
Looking forward to Free Comic Book Day. Looking forward to Captain America Civil War tomorrow. Look forward to playing Dungeons & Dragons. Look forward to playing Pandemic Legacy on Friday. I'm
gonna
the nerdiest nerd week of
that's
all nerd
epic.
Week.
Epic.
But
yeah, I envy you.
I guess moving in, I'm going to say I'm on Team Cap.
Team Cap? Wow.
Just for the movie tomorrow.
Just for the movie?
What are you both basing that on? Just
me liking the character.
Okay.
Iron Man being
okay.
A douchebag.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's cool.
History has shown
Iron Man to be much more of an ass.
He makes a lot of mistakes.
I like how the movie universe is getting into this the phase of Iron Man ruins everything.
Yeah.
Okay, like, I probably mentioned this before, too, but like...
It's taken a decade to build up to this.
Robert Downey Jr.
He started it all. That's why it's interesting.
It's like a good webcomic. It's
it
just
all
like,
starts
at
Iron Man.
It's Tony Stark's character arc in Age of Ultron. It's him kicking in a door. Guys, I fucked up!
Hell yeah. That's all it is.
It is.
I love that. I watched that just the other day. Age of Ultron.
It's a great
again,
film.
Again, getting ready.
It's a good film.
Adam, final thought.
I don't really like Age of Ultron.
I liked it. Okay. I will.
I liked it.
I do maintain they did. It would have been better if they had left out the Black Widow Hulk romance subplot.
I don't even mind that.
That would have been a good. Well, it's not that. A lot of people have some legit criticisms about how they treated Black Widow in that movie, but I genuinely just think, even beyond all that, it would have been a good addition by subtraction. That movie was already bloated enough.
Sure.
They did not need to add that into
it. Actually, the reason I like that movie so much is the party scene.
Yeah, the
party scene is great.
Yeah.
Party scene's great, but
just
for some reason,
talked about that.
Because Cooler Talk is what the Avengers created in the superhero
they
universe.
They were getting all Bendis-y on us.
I can't really tell you.
It goes back to before Bendis,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Like,
Bendis is most well
that's
known
what I associate
Bendis,
Cooler
yeah.
Talk with is Bendis.
What, Adam?
I can't really
for
tell
good
you
or bad.
What it is about Avengers Age of Ultron, but the movie overall just bores me.
Okay, no, that's okay.
That's okay.
I really enjoy Ultron as a character in that. I think that's my favorite
Ultron
part.
Is the most interesting part
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, he's so good. And I really like Spader
as
an actor.
I love Ultron.
And he needs more time
yes.
than what he got.
Sure. I agree. Well, he's you know he's not gone. There's no way
Ultron's
hope
not. Oh, Ultron's
hope
not gone.
Ultron's never gone.
Somebody will find a robot hanging around somewhere and build it back.
Ultron's in Vision,
it's a program.
Well,
ultimately.
But Vision did wipe him from the net. But that's what I'm saying. I bet you.
That's what they claim.
Locked him in.
Yeah. But still, I'm with you. But
here's the thing. If a computer is not on the net and it's loaded the program.
Yeah.
There's
exactly.
Or like you said, you'll find a
role. Vision never got all of Ultron wiped from him. Vision had half of Ultron before he became Vision.
But Vision's always been.
Yeah, but that's I'm saying. Right. Vision.
Maybe that'll be a subplot in Infinity War where like he's fighting it off, and then at the last second he gets all Vision on. It's like, yeah, he fights it off.
Well, I do know there's a subplot in Civil War where he's trying to fight the stone.
Sure.
He's working against it, and that's compelling right there.
Yeah.
And eventually maybe he'll say, no, Apocalypse is right. Or not Apocalypse.
Ultron.
Ultron. Yeah. Not Ultron.
Maybe that's
Thanos.
Maybe he's not your
villain.
There's too many damn villains.
Maybe that's
only
why the stone
one
is
of them would
Ultron's
actually be in the movie.
Program.
But,
I know we're getting ready for.
And Captain. I love Hawkeye in that movie.
Are we doing final thoughts?
Yeah.
Are we
just having an extended talk over
shut here. Up, Jules.
As much as possible.
Are you going to pick a team?
Adam? I'm going. I am pro the idea of. Iron Man.
Yeah.
In the comic books. I don't know what they're actually fighting about.
It's the same thing, basically.
It seems like that.
Yeah, but I'm pro the general idea. But Iron Man ruins everything so much that I have to go Team Cap.
Cool. That's fair. As excited as I am about Captain America Civil War, every day this week there has been, and going into last week, there has been new X-Men Apocalypse images or bits or something coming out. I am getting so excited for that movie.
That's fair.
I'm on Team Spider-Man. I don't give a shit what these new assholes or these old assholes do. I want to see Spidey. Because the first two things we've seen of him.
I'm Team Black Panther.
I was just going to say that. I'm Team Black Panther.
The first two things we've seen of him where he gets the shield from Cap, the old one from the first trailer.
Yeah.
But the new one where he
holds Bucky's arm.
Arm.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Oh, man, he got a metal arm. That's so cool. I scream, dude. Like a little girl. I cannot.
People are already building this up as the best on-screen adaptation of Spider-Man by a wide margin.
Have you guys seen the meme about Aunt May?
No, I haven't seen that. I saw the
Jam. Man.
He
Takes. Oh, I love that one.
Than MJ.
He steals from the elderly. He kicks black people, and he fights with people with prosthetic limbs. He's a menace.
Yeah, that's good. But this one is. It shows like the really old Aunt May from the Tobey Maguire one, and then Sally Field, and then the new one who is what's her name, who won the
Marissa
Tomei. And then it had, and it also showed the Spideys how they're getting younger. And then it had 2022, and it had them as like little kids. You know, these are your Spideys, these babies.
Spider-babies.
So funny, dude. Yeah. Spider-Man has taken a very interesting trip through movies.
Cinematic.
He pretty much started the modern cinematic movie.
Spider-Man 1 and 2 still hold up pretty damn well.
They do.
Amazing Spider-Man was
not good.
What villain do we want to see for the Spidey movies? Just real quick. Chameleon. I want to see Chameleon. I don't want him to get right into it.
They can't
it.
Fight Chameleon.
What?
I mean, Chameleon would go down in one
Chameleon
punch.
Would have to be like a secondary.
Yeah,
well, that's what I mean.
Chameleon has to be a secondary antagonist because you have to have a fist fight at the end of the movie. Just have to.
Okay. Well, he could. Okay. I see where you're going with
honestly,
that.
Honestly, Kraven.
Kraven would be a good one.
Because if he establishes a whole like persona in this movie,
sure.
Makes himself semi famous as Spider Man. I like the idea that somebody's like,
I'm gonna hunt that.
Especially I'm gonna knock that out.
Especially if the newspapers are.
Well, that's how Kraven even came into the scene anyway.
Exactly.
Spider-Man had beaten so many
especially
villains and everything.
He had a press conference before Spider-Man.
Yeah. And you know what? I hope they go the ultimate route where he, their first fight, he makes a fool of Kraven.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
He makes a total fool of Kraven, and Kraven goes into like the biogenetic area.
Yes. Yep.
To make sure he could beat Spider-Man.
Yeah. All right, go on. What's your final thought?
Final thought. Listen to all the podcasts.
We do so many.
Like eight.
Come to Comic City 2 in Madison,
and
Tennessee.
We're getting better.
That's the tagline.
Nobody
cares. I heard that last week. And we're getting better.
And we're getting better.
Like eight, and we're getting better. That is such a great tagline.
It is. Outright geekery.
We're getting better.
And there's like eight.
I will say this. The first two...
Transformer podcast?
Yeah. Yes.
They were very good.
Good.
I know. Better. I think I well, as opposed to our normal stuff, which is just crap, Steve. I mean,
oh, you did? You emailed us.
I've emailed a few times on different things. So.
Yeah, and I'm always Team Iron Man. Always. I am. I'm always Team Iron
Team Cap.
I heard you mention last week you think Iron Man is going to be Latino.
I do. I still think that.
I'm reading
international
Iron Man.
You're still wrong.
I agree with you.
No, no. They've revealed that Tony Stark was adopted.
Yeah.
Yep.
That his father...
I think it is the perfect retcon to get the fanboys who haven't touched a comic in 50 years.
He looks Hispanic.
All up in arms about nothing.
You know, he definitely looks either Italian or Hispanic.
Imagine the fanboys on the internet. They will get so up in arms. People who haven't read a comic book in 30 years will be up in arms.
But he's always looked that way,
too. He has always.
He's always had tinted skin. He's always had dark hair.
Here's a plot twist for you. His father is Dr. Doom.
No.
No, they make a joke about that in the last issue.
They do.
Awesome.
They do.
He's like, who's my dad? It's Dr. Doom.
It's not Dr. Doom.
Is Dr. Doom that much older?
No, Dr. Doom is actually
he found
about
out
the same
he's not
age.
Actually the Stark's kid. There's another Stark.
But he's not an alien?
No, that was their kid.
No, 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 that was Arno. Stark.
That was Arno.
Arno is his real, is his adopted brother.
Iron Man content.
That's the real Stark kid.
I was a big
dog. It didn't work.
So happens with
and I dropped that Iron Man run pretty hard. That's I think that's the only Karen Gillan run I've ever like been like, you know
that.
What? I'm just
wasn't
I'm not.
I'm done with that art.
No. Greg Land was on that. Right?
Greg Land started it. So
Rocha was on Iron Man. For
so
Fraction.
So
that was awesome.
By an astonishing coincidence, Tony Stark kept like cycling through like GQ model poses.
The run was riddled with bad art.
Greg Land.
Not the best. No, the run right before is like, much better.
It's kind of funny, like, there's like this one image that he draws of, like, a dude smiling, and it's like this shit-eating grin. And I swear I've seen it pop up, like, five times.
There's websites, I've seen articles that have different panels showing that it has to be the same picture he's doing it from. Yeah. That's way too much work for me. I'm not thumbing through that much Greg Land to figure out which panels look the same.
Well, y'all mentioned Free Comic Book Day.
We did.
Whereas every other store in town is giving away an assortment of 50 titles, we'll be giving away 75.
Whoa.
Wow.
Nice. Wow. 50% more.
Throwing the cards on the table.
Nice. Suck it,
so
comic shops in the area.
To the 50 Free Comic Book Day titles.
That are official Free Comic Book Day
official
titles.
Free comic. I went and acquired 1,000+... Zenoscope books.
Wow.
That I will be giving away.
Nice.
Almost 1,300 to be exact.
Nice.
And I've also acquired convention exclusive prints.
Oh, wow. Damn it. A wedding? Going to a
mic. And
that's the best part of this so far is
that
Jules is completely excluded from all
this.
But what
this
normally
is the cheese all over again.
$100.
Man, Jules is having the worst day here.
That's a huge deal.
I actually feel bad.
Damn it.
On top of that, you know.
There's more!
Wedding!
You
know,
it's awful.
I hate eternal love.
So
I hate eternal love.
I ordered 700 marble trays.
You son of a
that, you know, fill in. So if there's any X-Men book, we will have that on sale, not only for sale, but on sale.
Oh, I hate my life.
And
like can you be specific about any of the deals, any of the trade deals?
Dude,
well, you don't have to be. I'm just asking if
now, God loves man kills.
We
if
always
you're, if
do
you're in the store, buy
one,
it.
Awesome.
Get one half
awesome.
Off.
Sure.
And
sure.
Astonishing.
And all I will say is it will be better than that.
Awesome.
If you're in the shop and you haven't read God Loves, Man Kills, or Joss Whedon's Astonishing X-Men.
Buy both of those.
Yeah.
Or Dark Phoenix Saga as well.
Or Dark Phoenix
Saga.
Those are or Captain Dark America Phoenix. Civil War is this weekend.
Yep.
There's
Civil
a
War.
Lot of, you could get Civil War. You could get Captain America Brubaker on that.
Oh,
that's
man,
a
that,
good
that
run.
Great
epic.
Run.
Epic run.
That would be a good top of the lot to do one time. Best runs.
For Captain America?
Or maybe like best like writer character
it's
pairings.
It's the thing you could beat somebody
okay,
to death
yeah.
with.
Didn't I do
it's got a big omnibus edition
you
of something.
Adamantium.
That's the Adamantium.
We have four of them.
You can kill a man with it.
And they are $200.
Could you hold it up a little bit?
This is, well, yeah. It's just grab one of the Wolverine's ones.
Oh, yeah.
It's behind the counter.
And what is it in here? It's just a book.
This is one giant slipcased hardcover.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh,
damn.
Yeah, this thing is like 18 inches by 24 inches, something like that.
I was about to say it's a good coffee table book, but it would make a solid coffee table.
Dude, that's actually a good point.
It would. End table.
Yeah, it could make it be an end table.
For sure.
It's so huge. What does it collect?
It collects X-Men 63, 57 through 59, and 141. Uncanny X-Men.
Look at
that.
By
the way, guys,
you.
That's like Dark Phoenix Saga.
That's everything.
God Love Man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of the best stuff.
It's got X-Men 91, 1 through 3, and 30, which is the beginning of Jim Lee's run,
mm-hmm.
and his version of Days of Future Past, which includes Cable and Bishop.
I like Cable.
New X-Men 114
I like Bishop
through 116.
Cable's the best comic
that's
character.
That's Jean Grey dying for the last time by Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
Astonishing X-Men 1 through 6. And all new X-Men 1 through 5.
Wayne's run and
Whedon's
Bendis' run.
And the beginning of Bendis' run, which is arguably one of the best 5 issues of X-Men I've read in a long time.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I do. Cyclops staring at Cyclops is one of my favorite things I've ever read.
Very good.
That's a great issue.
I didn't like the premise, but the delivery was spectacular.
Oh, the delivery's so good.
Wow. And there's also a Wolverine one that matches it.
So the Wolverine one
thank you, Danny.
Collects... Why do you got this upside down on me?
Yes,
because
you
know it. Okay. Collects Origin 1 through 6.
That's the miniseries,
yes.
Origin.
Marvel Comics presents 72 through 84, which is basically his first solo
stuff. After the Hulk.
Uncanny X-Men 162, 205, and 268.
That's the red and... or the gold and blue.
Yes.
And he's like one of the main guys on there.
Yes. Wolverine 1982 1 through 4. Wolverine Killing Ninjas, the first time you ever got it.
Is that Miller's run?
No, that's the original run. That's the first Wolverine book.
The mini. The first mini.
Yeah. Okay. Wolverine 75, 1988. That's the birthday issue.
Yeah.
And 119 through 122, that's Weapon X. Wolverine 2003, number 32, and Wolverine and the X-Men 1 through 3. That's an epic collection.
Yeah, I don't like Wolverine and the X-Men, Wolverine but I think issues. That is a Jason Aaron.
Yeah, that's
the
Jason
modern.
Aaron. That's
they
the
always
modern.
Try to put a modern book on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Tail end.
These are two.
You don't get the
books.
Appreciation until you
that's heavy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can tell.
They're heavy.
You don't get the appreciation until you
I mean, they literally weigh 20 plus pounds.
Most of the String Bean Darms comic book fans aren't going to be able to lift that.
Yeah, I won't be able to buy that. I'll have to bring a friend.
Is the one where he cuts Sabretooth's head off.
That's right.
That's also a Jason Aaron story.
Yes.
I picked it up earlier.
Yes. One of the specials I was going to do was give these away to the first person to spend $1,000.
Oh,
I was going
God.
To
wow.
give them one of these. If no one spends $1,000, I will give one of them to whoever spends the most.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Damn. What about someone who spends the most over the course of a year?
What are you going to do to someone who spends the least?
Like me and Adam
in here.
A warm thank you for showing up.
I mean, if nothing else, we will be giving you
seven
free comics.
Either way, you're getting free stuff. Are there any bargains for the most loyal customers?
What about the guy with the longest box list?
I have a special gift for the first 24 box holders to show up and make a purchase.
Oh, cool.
You know why he
cool.
did that, right?
Because you ain't showing up.
No, it's just the first who show up.
Yeah,
but
and
I thought
and
you
were
just saying for the first 24 box holders. Like, that's cause bullshit because I'm 25.
I'm 96.
You do that just to spite me.
Do you have any more deals?
You're paranoid, Jules. Well, that everything is to spite you. Just most things.
We'll everything I do, but not Larry.
Cards will be. We have a Warhammer figure we'll be giving away.
And these are special. These aren't just.
Special.
These are rares.
With DM wedding.
Now, the magic cards will be actually a 60-card magic deck we'll be giving away.
Oh, wow.
I quit. Now we also have a collected editions of Zenoscope one-shot stories that would retail around $9.
Oh, nice.
$8.99.
So like there a trade almost. Like a trade.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a 64-page
nice.
You know, book. We'll be giving that away with anybody who spends over $50. We'll get that for free.
Very cool.
And we have other stuff that we'll be giving away. Not to mention, we will have
What about them Star Trek ships I like? You have any deals on those? The only time I can afford them is when you have deals on them.
We will have tables, a $5 table.
Oh, awesome.
A $10 table and a $20 table set up.
Oh, okay.
That has all kinds of crazy stuff on it.
Awesome. So the earlier you get here, the better your chances are going to be of getting what you want.
Not to mention... we will have prizes that you can, the Ponzi Law, they're setting up a booth and doing a wheel, giving away stuff.
Oh, nice.
They're friends of ours.
Oh, cool.
They're good customers.
Cool.
They're all Magic players.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I like the commercials.
Ponzi Law. The law firm. Justice for all.
So they'll be here giving away some stuff, and we may have some stuff added on to their prize wheel. There'll be stuff going on. I know we'll have people showing up in costumes.
Sure, that's every year. I love it. I may dress up.
I wish I could.
Well, I've already confirmed four different people.
You could be Sideshow Bob.
You're
practically cosplaying Sideshow Bob right now.
I have my kid dress up as Bart.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Dude, that would be awesome.
That would be.
That would be so cool.
We will
have
people, D&D demos.
Oh, cool.
Jim will be running, teaching people how to play D&D.
Nice.
I will have specials that will either be below my cost or pretty close to it.
Sure.
Throughout the store.
Nice. Man, I can't wait.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can make it. Is it all day? Is it somewhere else? A location?
It'll be open at 9 a.m.
Oh.
It's like an all day thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you just say you were the maid of honor?
Yeah, no, my girlfriend is.
Oh.
It's not even my.
Don't judge, Adam.
I'm not judging, I'm just curious.
I have been the maid of honor at a wedding.
So, that day will be.
He says, like, yeah, of course.
Well, I have a friend who's entertaining the idea of me being a bride.
Oh, that's cool.
All day. I didn't have any good comics.
And I think they call them bridesmaids.
I was like, damn good.
I think they would call it a bridesmaid.
Nice.
Whatever, man.
I'm just saying. Well, awesome. Come out. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
Of all the free books, seven titles per customer.
So bring your kids. If you want everything you want, bring your children.
Episode 2.
I'm just paying an extra cost.
Yeah,
Reggie already gave me the list.
You can find a list of the books that we'll be giving away on our Facebook page or our website. Now, if you subscribe already to our email, you should have already gotten one. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
This has been Geeks of the Square Table, episode 130. My name is Lawrence of America. Come find us, Madison, Tennessee.
Sunday.
Comic City 2. Thank you and good night.
Thank you and good night.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Steve, good seeing you, man. Thanks for that cheese.
Yeah, seriously. Oh,
thank you so much for that.
Yeah,